In Parshas Kisetze we read, Schores Asher Asher Hashem Lokech LeMiriam B'Derech B'Tzeichs LeMitzrayim. And this is one of the Seshkivas that we mention each day. Rashi comments, In Bosser Lizor Shel Teloka B'Tzavas Al Tesapa Lashon Hora Schor Asher LeMiriam Shedibur B'Achia V'Loksa B'Negoyim. So according to Rashi, the Seshkiva relates specifically to the Lashon Hora. However, I heard from the Rav, who said the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that the mitzvah Schiras Miriam is not only because of the Lashon Hara, but rather the sin of Miriam was rooted in that she didn't understand the uniqueness of her beloved brother Moshe, that he is different and singular, different from all other Nevi'im. As the Pasuk says, Lo kein avdi Moshe, v'chol beisi nemanhu, peh el peh adaber bo, umare v'lo b'chidos, umadua lo yareslin adaber b'avdi b'moshe. And therefore, the parsha of Miriam speaks to the singularity and uniqueness of Nevuah Moshe, that he is the Avla Nevi'im, and that his Nevuah is fundamentally different, both in intensity and substance, from all of other Nevi'im, and that's why Miriam was punished. And this, of course, is one of the fundamentals of the faith, that Moshe Nevuah is beyond all other Nevi'im. Shu Avla Nevi'im LaKodem LaFonav ULaBoim Achrav. And that's what we have to remember each day. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky once pointed, when I once spoke to him about this, he pointed out to me that the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Tzavas, Perek Tzayin, Halach Yud, says, "Va'al inyan zeh masir haTorah, va'omer hishomer benega haTzavas," and so on. V'chulu zoch zchor es asher asher Hashem lokech leMiriam b'derech, havei Who Omer Hisponenu Ma'ira LeMiriam Hanevia Shedibur Ba'achia Shehaisa Gedola Mimena B'Shonim. You see what happened to Miriam, who spoke against her brother Moshe, and she was older than him. V'Gidlaso Al Birkah, and she raised him on her knees. V'Sakna Ba'Atzma La'Tzilo Min Hayam. And she endangered herself to save him when he was put in the Nilus. V'hi lo dibra b'gnuso ella tosa shehisvasu l'shan nevi'im. And she didn't speak in a derogatory manner against him, only that she compared him to other nevi'im. V'hu lo hikbid al kol hadvarim ha'elu. And he wasn't makbid Moshe. Shenema v'ish Moshe onav ma'od. V'afim kem miyad nensha b'tzaras. Nonetheless, she was immediately punished. Kav v'chomel b'nei adam hosham ha'tipshin shemadam l'dabig gadlus of nesos. So you see that though her sin, and she was punished in tzaras because she spoke against Moshe, but the fundamental part of the sin is that she hishvaso l'shan nevi'im, which is like Reb Chaim. But according to Reb Chaim, the fundamental principle in the Sechira of Miriam is the recognition of the uniqueness and singularity of Nevuah Moshe.